Here with me is Michael Phillips. He is president and CEO of the U.S. Livestock Genetics Export Incorporated. And Michael, we're here at the National Appaloosa Horse Show. What brings you out here to Oklahoma City to the show?
Well, I was invited by the board of directors of the Appaloosa group to come out and explain a little more some of the opportunities that some of the breeders have to export either live animals or germplasm. And they also, I was so encouraged to see the number of international guests that was here at the show. So I had the opportunity to visit with some of the program participants that they've worked with in Brazil, in Australia, a couple that have, and also the Austrian group, just briefly to hear how using some of the funds have made a difference in developing relationships that will expand trade between our countries.
So what are recommendations or ideas that you're bringing to them that they seem most receptive to?
Well, they're very receptive. I think, first of all, just to learn more about, they just recently started taking advantage of the programs that we have through the Foreign Agriculture Service. Mm-hmm. And I think to learn more about, and for me to learn from them, what is most important for them. And they are embarking on a program I think has a lot of opportunity on trying to utilize some of the frozen semen as a means of introduction, reintroduction, if you will, some different bloodlines of the Appaloosa into some countries. That's going to really open up sales opportunity for breeders all over the United States.
So what, when you mentioned the funds, like through governmental funds, what are some of those
programs? Okay, these funds, basically the program that the Appaloosa folks are using is a program called the Market Access Program. Mm-hmm. Now, they're also utilizing what's called a Foreign Market Development Program and a Quality Samples Program is three that we've talked mostly about. And these are programs, these are self-help programs that the industry, it's a jointly funded program. It isn't one that taxpayers pay all the costs for. It's a it's an export building program, and these would be the three types of funds that Appaloosa could use to further export horses and germplasm.
I know that a lot of other agricultural groups in particular have made very good use of that, but certainly with the commodity or the product here, the horses, it would be very applicable to what the Appaloosa mm-hmm. Horse Club's doing.
It very much so. I think that, as you mentioned, this is a program that has been around for a few years, and the equine sector probably is not used it as much as some of the other groups, so I'm so encouraged by the enthusiasm of the breeders that we've met with here and how they feel like with their new enthusiasm, if you will, that they could expand exports.
So what tell us a little bit about your company, your organization. What can you do for these people?
USLGE is a nationwide not-for-profit trade association, livestock specific. And as an association, we're an umbrella association. I work with all species groups, beef, dairy, sheep, swine, horses. I work with the AI industry, the embryo transfer industry. And we, if you will, have a contract with the Foreign Agriculture Service to be the conduit or the organization that puts together all of the requests for funding to the Foreign Agriculture Service. And then we also, with the several years of experience that I've had with programs like this, enable, when I know of opportunities, I know of things that a various breed could take advantage of, we make them available. And so we help them with the expertise that I have to be enable them to be a very effective international marketing organization without having to have a big source of staff to carry out and be aware of all of the day-to-day rules and regulations of dealing with programs like that. And that's the biggest thing that we offer groups like that, plus the opportunity to exchange ideas with other like species groups or other groups because there's a lot of good ideas in the livestock area.
So seeing what they are already doing or are embarking upon? What do you recommend, or what do you see here in the near term for this organization?
Well, I think the thing that they're most excited about is the opportunity to take the generic promotional program that they have, and they started that, and this is really that's why it's important. They started using the funds to make the contact, recontact where they wasn't contact on a regular basis for the Appaloosa horse. They've used that to build relationships, and now they're moving to the next step, which would be where they can use the quality samples program to be able to place germplasm, specific germplasm from the Appaloosa breed into some areas that will further build these relationships between the organizations and some of the international countries like that. And that's probably the one thing that they're most excited about, I think, here today.
So you've met with their, I believe, International Marketing Committee, and then from what they learned, they'll take that then to their board, I assume, to make
that's
recommendations.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. They wanted to get more details, make sure they wanted to approach the idea with me and see if it had merit, and then they'll take it to the board and to their administrative body to see if they've got the support of the organization. Explain it, too, I think, with the members so that they can see any opportunities that may open up for the vast number of Appaloosa breeders that they may have.
So kind of in conclusion here, anything else we didn't touch on or that other members of the association might want to know in terms of what this could mean for them ultimately?
Well, I think the one thing we also talked about is a program that's called a branded program that is open to any Appaloosa breeder that is interested in promoting or further promoting their ranch or farm genetics or stallion, anything that they have. And there's a program available where, in addition to the generic approach or the breed approach, that they can work on a specific brand promotion. And that will be made available through their House Organ paper or magazine here.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Michael Phillips. He's president and CEO of the U.S. Livestock Genetics Export Incorporated, and we're here at the National Show, Oklahoma City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.